So, I find myself in the odd situation of being without iPad or iPhone, both of which were dropped down the stairs recently and had the glass shattered, and they've gone off to the insurers. But hey, I'm very cool with that. It's about 10:30 in the evening, and as a homage to the last hurrah of summer, we pitched the family tent in the garden tonight, invited the kids from next door over, and I dug a fire pit. We started a fire, just still burning outside, and we had marshmallows, crumpets, toasted cheese sandwiches over the fire. Rachel's gone to sleep now in the tent. I've crept in for 5 minutes to record this. But I've realised increasingly that I am a very simple organism who does a very complicated job. I have simple desires, simple needs, but I find myself engaged in a hyper-complex culture. And that's generally, usually, the source of any angst I feel. So Rachel went to sleep about an hour ago. Since then, I've been sitting by the fire with a beer in hand in a garden. The sky is clear, filled with stars and the occasional aeroplane. And I just realised how happy I can be with that. A warm fire, friends and family, some booze and some time to think in the generally healthy, slow way that human beings are meant to think, to contemplate, to consider. And when I'm in London, I don't really feel that. I just feel this insane mentalist rush. Everything has to be done now. You always feel like you're missing out on something. And it's an illusion. Because everything I need, I have right here. It's great, man. Just been sitting outside. It's not that cold. We seem to have brought up two very adventurous and self-sufficient children who have gone into a dark tent and got their heads down and fallen asleep. So I'm putting aside anxiety and angst. I'm a contractor, a programmer, a developer, and by trade. It's not who I really feel I am, but you know, that's the job I do. I work at The Economist, one of the most well-known informative information bomb publications on the face of the earth, which still feels a little bit surreal. And they've just extended my contract for another year, so I'm just thinking about that and feeling grateful for that, but also realizing it's so far removed from my utter internal reality. So, after this, I'm probably going to go back out, sit by the fire, which is now got to that point where we put some logs on, but it's burnt down, so there's this blazing heart of embers, which is just very pleasant to sit and get slowly drunk by it and be.